knowledge, as he quoted there, Einstein rejected all authority and everybody turned him to an authority. So, if what they say is true, what if your physical eye you are looking, let alone your knowledge influencing what you are looking at, the physical eye is already affecting what you are looking at. So there is no way you can find out the reality of anything.
That's why the scientists have found it in subatomic particles.
The electron, you have to wait on the test. React with itself, it will never know.
You will never know.
It is very.
So anything that you find through the help of thought is destructive. More so your religious thoughts. Sir, thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I will not burn your temples, I will not burn your Vedas. You can have them all. You forget that Veda is born out of the acid heads. They were drinking soma juice and created this misery for us. What, sir? You will burn me on a stake very soon.
You burn the temples on the books, but you are doing the other way.
That is important. It has to be burnt inside of you. Don't say that you become a god. It's a filthy word. You see, it's a very useful instrument for people to destroy. The harm your reincarnation has done. The near-death experience of these people. That woman who came to see me, her books, The Dream World or whatever it is, I sent you all about these people. The fellow who wrote the letter to you, his wife, million copies sold. Huh? And now, I sent you a copy of her letter to me after the feedback.
Yes.
She said she is dreaming about me and dreaming of making a documentary on me, but she cannot put my words together and create a script. So she is writing an article for the health.
The scientist in Japanese.
No, he is a philosopher. He has taught practically in every university in the world.
That is a near-death experience?
Near-death experience. That fellow, long letter he wrote comparing me to talking about you. Remember, I also sent a photocopy of that. Long letter thanking John for taking it to me.
Yes.
There was a time when there was no knowledge at all, world knowledge.
Why are you asking, sir? You are caught up in the field of cause and effect.
Be separated from nature.
Your answer is there, which comes first, the egg or the chicken? So that was the clever, intelligent way of not facing the situation and dropping that question. I am sure they will come up with some answer. One of these days that we see, this is not evolution, the human beings started on their own.
On their own? It's not a linear evolution.
No.
From the species, from the other species.
Nature threw you out, you said. Nature threw you out.
Yeah, nature is not interested in me because I cannot physically reproduce one life.
Okay.
Forget about spirituality.
Nature threw you out. That means nature is.
Nature is interested in one thing.
Nature is there, isn't it?
No, I have to say the word use nature.
That means that is consciousness?
No.
Then is there consciousness?
Sir, don't ask the question. When do you become conscious of anything inside of you or outside of you?
Simple. So you are talking about
individuals. No, individual
is there consciousness. Is nature consciousness?
You will know that all the talk about world consciousness, divine consciousness, cosmic consciousness, is absurd nonsense.
Doesn't exist?
No. Nope.
No. Nope. That is nothing exists.
That's what if you don't exist, as you said, you are repeating Vedantic.
No, something must exist.
Why did you say something must exist?
If nothing exists, that means there should
be. You are memory. See, that is memory, you don't understand that. Whatever you are repeating is memory. It's not even your words. You claim for the words which you don't own. That's the end. You can find out easily. There are no two things there. Somebody
there
who is
only one thing. Huh? There is only one thing.
That one thing you will never know.
I will never know, I know.
Nobody knows.
But still there is one thing.
Why do you say that? And these claimants don't know either. The jokers who are selling a shoddy piece of goods. You know that fellow who, the first thing he asked me is, 90 years old, he's dying of cancer. That Werner. So he still feels that he should interview me, that we should talk. I have the cassette already last year, but half of it was destroyed by Kim. But the second half was more interesting than the first half. I sent you that.
90 years old, New York.
Yes, New York. He still wants to see me. And Julie wants to videotape that conversation. And the first thing he asked me is, who will have the copyright, he asked me. 90-year-old man dying of cancer. Who will have the copyright? I'm not joking. I said, you can have the copyright.
That's what you wanted, Samar.
That's what you want. I'll give you the copyright to you. Jungian is a very big man.
Yes, sir.
Dharam Singh, Radha Swami.
It is good.
Dharam Singh.
This is interesting, Chandrasekhar. I want her to put Robert Stevenson. It is there in one of the shops, travel agency. I travel not to go anywhere, but to go. I travel for travel's sake. The great affair is to move. That is the answer.
Gopinath comes here, sir.
I think I sent most of them.
Yes.
This also I sent. This videotape will be worth an awful lot of money in due course.
Yes.
This also I sent.
Bangalore, Gopinath is running center. Gopinath comes here, right? He will be a big fan here.
This is a fellow, Chandrasekhar, ABC man, who helped me. After listening, there is no hope for me, no answer to my plight. Everywhere I turn, I see the blackness of the night. There are no stars or moon to point or show the way. There is only nothing I can do and simply nothing I can say.
He's an ABC television man. ABC television fellow.
He is a nice newsman.
Uh-huh.
His poems I sent you.
His poems are there.
Baba. It's called Baba Charan.
This is a fellow MD. He's a Jungian analyst and founding member of the International Association of Analytical Psychology and the New York Association for Analytical Psychology. He's also the founder of the C.G. Jungian Clinic in New York and a life fellow of the American Psychiatric Association. He is 90 years old, he's dying of cancer. And he wants to record this video cassette for interview with me. Conversation with me. We did it on audio last time. So the doctors advised him not to sit in a chair and talk to me. And the first thing he asked Julie, who is going to have the copyright? I said, you will have the copyright. I don't know. And this is another fellow. Sir, all the psychiatrists who are against me, is the international president of the Institute for Relationship Therapy. is, The Mind is a Myth, is a very interesting and a provocative book that I have ever come across in my life. And let me know when UG comes to New York so that I can visit him and have a talk with him. He's a big, very big fellow. They can't even agree to what I'm saying. You see, then they are interested in what I'm saying. This is what I tell them. You have to find the answer within that framework. But not go to, you see, these religious people, not go to Vedantics, not go to any. There is a danger, you see, this they are going to Journey of the Spirit. They have planned 13 interviews, portraits of the travelers along the way. Everybody in every field of life, spiritual leaders like Dalai Lama, Matthew Fox.
Who planned, sir?
Some man who is preparing, Louis Hay, Swami Sachidananda, Sir William Kinesco, and a mystic. And then thinkers, world travelers, storytellers, and non-guru tradition, UG Krishnamurti.
World disabled.
He is an iconoclast in the true sense. After following all the traditional and prescribed practices to gain enlightenment for years, he came to the conclusion that there is nothing one can do through any spiritual practice to achieve enlightenment. There may not be any enlightenment at all. UG is responsible for two books, The Mystic of Enlightenment. UG likes to travel, and when in the US, when not reading the Time magazine and watching TV commercials, he likes to visit shopping malls. Yes, what you said is true, Chandrasekhar, this fellow. Gaspar, what is that fellow you want? Michael Horner, Ken Walber, Kevin Ryerson, Fridge of Capra.
Yes,
he is also there. A physicist is the author of the best-selling The Physics and Other Works. Capra focuses on the parallels between recent discoveries in particle physics and tenets of Taoism, Buddhism, and Hinduism. That's the worst thing that can happen to mankind, is to find answers in Hinduism and Vedanta. It has nothing to do with it. Single particle does not exist at all. We are not going to find them. What?
Yes, Narayana Murthy also says that.
This you gave it to him? Narayana Murthy said, they celebrated Shankara's birthday in the United States. There is one Indian philosopher there. He wants some activity, he invites philosophers from all over the world. And this time it was on Shankara, last time it was on what? I don't
know. That article is Narayana Murthy's article is not.
We read that paper based upon the teachings of UG Krishnamurti.
Non-duality.
Where is that? You have it here? And everybody was shocked. And who is this fellow? Why is he talking about you? His personal life also influenced me. So they have to talk. There is one fellow who runs a church, and he has 600 people. The upside down, Larry Morris is his name. Every day, huge is love. We aren't ready, we don't want it, can't stand it. The steady pressure of choice, peace and goodwill. He is offering us ice packs, but we want ice packs, but not fire.
The viability of non-duality.
The viability of non-duality, Professor, non-Department of Philosophy. For some of the remarks in this paper, I am indebted to the teachings of UG Krishnamurti. Some others are based upon my observations of the way he lives. Of course, in no case should what I say here be attributed to him. Yes, he is very... No, that is a polite...
See, copy.
Interpreting? Not teaching Vedanta. Shankara's, you are throwing better light on Shankara's. What about that rabbi saying that I throw a light almond? And that the Bible
is saying the same thing also.
Yes.
He's saying the same thing. From your teachings, he views the the Bible and all that in a different way now.
That is the most harmful thing that he can do. UG is right, hold your hand. UG is wrong.
That false.
False. You can take it and read them. You are the one that will be interested. Where are we? What happened? Have we left Bangalore? Chennai. Still the same people, the same place, same dog.
Time.
Because
he writes that when a light passes through the black hole,
yes,
the light stops. Time stops.
So it's all instant, isn't it? That is why that Chandrasekhar got the Nobel Prize, you know. Isn't
yes, yes. Because the gravitational pull is there.
So the whole Newtonian physics is fast to the ground.
Without gravity.
See, if you lift your hand, it is because of the gravitation. It's not just you are wanting to lift your hand. You believe that you are doing it. You are not doing it. So something to that. If UG is wrong, UG is right.
Lifting is my effort. Falling is the gravitation.
Exactly. You have got to do it UG now.
The hand going up and coming down.
And the UG stands for unknown gravity.
I think. That's that. Crazy word.
Some unknown gravity pulls.
The body knows that what UG is saying is right. But your brain and mind tells that it is not right. It's good. That's going a little too far. What is it?
Sir, you said you had visions of this, the Mohammed, Buddha and Shankara. When did it happen, sir?
That's 21 years ago.
How did it happen? What made it appear there?
Flushed out like the dirty lane. Shit.
From your knowledge.
It is a shit. Are you ready to accept that?
No, but you are.
No, saying. Come on. It's like the fecal matter.
So it came out of your knowledge?
All that knowledge. Not mine. From what I read, from what I heard, from what people told me.
So it came as a vision, sir?
What?
This Mohammed, Buddha and all that.
You can not vision because you become that.
No, you said something.
See, what you call you, what you call you, sir, this is not a vision. You sit here, suddenly you see you have breasts. Actually, if you touch, probably you feel it also. Your male organs have changed into a woman, long hair, sitting there. And then moment you see the division occurs, it is only in a divisive state of quote-unquote consciousness, you can experience what you think is happening. There is a division already there. So since division cannot exist, it is wiped out. It is destroyed. Yeah, I don't know if you understand what. Without a division, you cannot experience anything there. The fact that you are experiencing that it is not UG that is sitting here, some beach that existed there in Kashmir or your Akamahadevi here, or somebody else, you know, who thought that they were in a body, absence of body consciousness to prove, wandering naked in the streets. So next time it is Jesus, next time it is Buddha, next time it is some joker. I did not know who it was. This is very strange. I never knew about this in a Greek mythology, there is a god. The body is the body of a sea, and the head is a human head. Mm-hmm. Like it's in Narasimha here. The head is the head of a lion, the body is a human body. But in Greek mythology, the body is a sea, and the head is the human head. So suddenly I experienced, found myself to be that seal with a human head. Then I started wondering. Barry gave me the answer. You see, Barry was very well read, you know. It was he who helped me because he was very familiar when I had these eruptions here, big things there. He said he brought a book on Chinese mystics. Both women and men have these horns. Even in Bible you have this, I suppose Moses said, horns. So these swellings here, they translated as horns in the human body. So he brought those books and showed me everything. It was he who helped me a lot. while I was going through all these strange things happening. And so that is thrown out. Everything that you consider sacred, holy, is thrown out of your system. So that is the reason why I use the phrase marching out of the saints. They are worthless, they are contamination. But you are not ready to accept that fact. They are flushed out of your system because that earthquake hit it, see, or something. When earthquake is a very necessary phenomenon for this planet, absolutely. So, but it is destructive for us because our people are dying, we are losing properties, but it is readjusting itself, realigning the whole balance, see, on this planet. It's a very necessary phenomenon. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen there. So, in exactly the same way, this earthquake throws everything out and then it readjusts itself, the body readjusts itself to its own natural rhythm in harmony with everything that is there around. So, there is no more a separation from this body, from this you are sitting on, or from what you are looking at, from what you are listening. There is no division. That does not mean that I do not know. I know, I do not know. Same moment when I am looking at the picture.
I know that I do not
know. No, don't be clever. No, I know and I do not know are in the same frame, in the same moment. That is what they are talking about, the time. The chaos and order is in the same frame. You cannot interpret the universe as run of order. Can't say there is chaos. You don't know a thing. So you will not get a Nobel Prize. Like that, you see, the Homer's Odyssey and Iliad, so many people wrote theses, theses are plural, I don't know, saying that the author is not the same, the author is the same. They all got doctorates from Oxford, Cambridge. And through the help of a computer, they found out that the author is the same. So now, you see, what do you do with all these PhDs? So one of these days, they are going to find out, you say, about all your scriptures, whether Shakespeare wrote or somebody else. It tells you the article, that woman who came to see me, somebody fed the computer to find out. You see, Bob and Paul, they say that, you see, I myself wrote the article, the non-existing woman came to see you. I said, I'm not Krishnamurti, you know. Krishnamurti reviewed his own books in his, to fool myself and fool others. So they feed it in the computer and find out the stylistic devices. This is not your style. That doesn't lie. So one of these days you will find out whether Shankara wrote Saundarya Lahari.
No, that is even now, they say that Shankara never wrote.
Because it is very uncomfortable to accept the fact that he was the author. I went one step further. You don't like it. I said, Shankara is the author of Kama Sutras. Vatsayana is the pen name.
Vatsayana's pen name.
He was a sex-starved bastard.
So perhaps when he entered the body,
when we say Pravesha, why do you make that comment?
No, when he made Parakaya Pravesha, then he experienced the.
That is why he is making the point.
Yes. That you agree, no? He made Parakaya Pravesha.
We believe that.
Where also we want to say it is not there.
Because it is very uncomfortable for it in the philosophy you are preaching. You can't
regarding the vision, you saw.
Same is the case with your Patanjali. Patanjali was just an editor who put all those things floating around. He was not a yogi. The whole yoga system is wrong. See, in the end you practice the savasana. But yoga starts with the sevasana. First you have to die, you become a corpse. And then the movements of the body. Not standing on your head, standing on your shoulder. It's athletic, not
yoga, as we know, helps the body. Whereas in your case, there is no body that matter doesn't have. For us, we have the body. So how
are you sure?
Patanjali is yoga.
Who says that you have the body?
We say it.
We say that you can claim it. I can claim this house is mine. And you will have a lot of problems to put me out of this house. I'm a squatter.
Coming to this vision, you saw Mohammed, he was a
most handsome. spiritual bastards. I have never had any homosexual tendencies in me. I would have even fallen. I go to that next.
Very handsome, sir.
Very handsome.
So what about Buddha, sir?
Buddha was the filthiest bastard.
His name we call
him. He ate so much.
Filthy, yeah.
He could write, you see, use his stomach as a desk.
Writing table. Because,
very fine. This is false. The Buddha you have was created by, in Gandhara's culture, some Greek fellow created this for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Buddha.
Huh? That is not very good. Chinese understanding
Chinese of Buddha is
the real one. Yeah, with a big stomach, and we use it as a desk.
That's it, a real Buddha.
How about Jesus, sir?
Jesus was a real bastard. Real bastard.
So how did he look? How did he look?
He looked different. But this is still in the artist's idea. Yeah. But, that is how all the master's pictures you have in the Thesaurus process. The beater, through his clairvoyance, projected this on the painters, and they painted. But where are they now? It came out that Blavatsky forged all these 3,000 letters written by masters. The computers said that. Even the handwriting experts could not say firmly on that subject in the court when there was a case about Krishnamurti. You know, 1913, there was a case in Madras. Anybody can read it. Court records, it was there. Guardianship case. So
how the Blavatsky's, these master's letters came into the...
All forged masters never existed.
No, in the court, no. That
to prove that the Ledbetter had no clairvoyance at all. I proved it in a different way. I used to sit right in front of him, sir. If he doesn't see anything in me, he's a phony. He never saw anything in me, like the way... And how can a man who put J. Krishnamurti on the world scene as a world teacher say, when he dissolved that organization, we bet on a wrong horse? That you don't find in his biography. We bet on a wrong horse, he said. He never saw him afterwards.
So his clairvoyance didn't help?
The only way it can hold on a thin strip is that Krishnamurti has become a teacher in his own right, on his own. That was what he wanted. He wanted to be free from the stigma of the world. He's worked so hard. You haven't heard this palmistry reading. That's very interesting. He compared my form with that of J. Krishnamurti. When I made a statement about my heart line, I have the heart line of a butcher. He said, Krishnamurti's heart line was worse.
The reading is here, sir?
Yes, it's there. We can't watch because there is no VCR. No,
better butcher.
No, better butcher. Now, he also made another statement. He was born with no potential. And so he achieved that through his hard work, through his effort, through his will. And here, you were born with a potential, you wasted it all for 70 years. Now is the time that it is, the potential is coming out. This is the promise.
How is the potential? What way it is coming out?
I never used it. I wasted it on my spiritual sadhana.
How many years?
49 years. Total waste. You are going to do the same thing as...
But Krishnamurti also did a lot of sadhana that day.
Everybody did it. You can't do it. That is why Vijayanand's very good Chandrasekhar. You have to walk through that dirty lane. There is no way. I want to give her something else.
You are a present.
Sorry, you want to walk through the dirty lane.
What?
You want to walk through the dirty lane, isn't it?
Yeah, this is something.
Then I said, you know, you are taking my money. Why do you have to pick it up? You can take it.
Same thing that
I gave it to him, and all the people around me said, how can you do that? They started beating him. Let him have the money.
What was your motive, sir?
Huh? We have to make a living.
Or you wanted that to change?
No.
Like that same miserable sir, Jin, you know.
Not at all. That is his living, and you and I are responsible for that. If your Prime Minister put 60 lakhs of rupees or $60 million there in a Swiss bank, why do you tolerate that fellow? You should lynch that bastard. Then you are going through the whole legal procedure, no definitive answer. It's a fact.